Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Our faith is going to be viewed differently if we unleash compassion and we actually reflect the love of Christ. We have a ministry in Sacramento called St. John's Center for Women and Children. It's the only place in Sacramento that gets women and children off the street and gives them a safe place to stay. So we've been working with them for years. They had a woman go there. She was a disaster. She went there. She met Christ, fully restored, and now has a job and is walking about 2-3 hours a day to her job. So we didn't tell her the truth. We said, we want you to give your testimony to this whole group of leaders on Friday night. I introduced her, and she stood in front of these 4,000 business leaders and Christian leaders and moms and dads, kind of an intimidating environment. And I said, what was your life like before you went to St. John's? And she looked at these people, and she said, it sucked. She said, I was a meth – sorry about anybody's offended about that, but that's what she said. She said, it sucked. I was a meth addict. I lost all my family, all my friends, and almost lost my life. My life sucked. And the whole place just riveted. And I said, what's it like now? Well, I've met Jesus. And she goes, for the first time in 10 years, I have a job and all that kind of stuff. And we had told the whole group that morning her story, and we had taken an offering, and we were hoping to raise about $3,000 to $4,000 to buy her a used car.
Wow.
So we said to her, these people here knew your story before you got here tonight. And we took an offering this morning, and they gave enough money in this offering. They gave $19,200 in an offering this morning. And we had driven this thing into the building, and the sheet came off, and we said, we have bought you and fully paid off for you a brand new Ford.
Hmm.
And she just falls apart and grabs the person next to her and holds on and is shaking and crying. And we said, by the way, that's not all. We had money left over, so we paid your taxes and your insurance for the next 3 years, because Oprah didn't do that. And then we said, and we had some money left over on that. So here's a $750 gas card, and we had $5,000 left over on that. So we handed the director of St. John's a check for $5,000, and we just said, keep doing what you're doing. She's crying, and you know what's interesting is, I'm watching this. I don't know how to describe this other than, it's tears of joy. People are applauding and cheering and crying all at the same time. And I thought, when does that kind of joy come to people? It only happens to people who give and self-sacrifice and let God use them.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.